let's start out simply. What is a community recycling centre exactly?
Yeah, so these are facilities that are free for householders to use to drop off those problem waste items, like you said, that don't go in your curbside recycling bin.
Right. And so what does the opening of this new centre mean for the community in the Inner West?
Yeah, well, it means that they now have a place where they can take their problem waste like paints, motor oils, other types of oils used for cooking and, like you said, batteries, even fluorescent and compact fluorescent lighting and gas cylinders. And these are the types of things that sometimes do end up in curbside recycling where they shouldn't be. So this will help reduce that type of contamination in our curbside recycling and also stop it from going to landfill where it's kind of, you know, a waste of those valuable resources. And then another great benefit is that it actually reduces illegal dumping as well, which is good.
Right, yeah, I'm just thinking back to all the batteries I've thrown out recently. I'm pretty sure, you know, most just throw them away, as you say, in the general waste. What are some other repercussions of this? Is it more time sorting and dividing, or what are some other consequences of not dividing this up properly?
So when those problem items go into curbside recycling, they cause contamination, and it can actually mean that the recyclables in your curbside recycling don't get recycled because they might be contaminated with liquid and that sort of thing. So it's having a community recycling centre, it stops those valuable resources being lost in landfill. And another benefit is that it also reduces illegal dumping, so people have a more convenient place and more appropriate place to take their problem waste.
Right. So how else does the centre or centres like this benefit the environment?
Yeah. So it saves resources if people are dropping off these items that get recycled. And it's saving the resources that go into making virgin materials. It saves the energy that's used to go into making those virgin materials, as well as water, as well. And you know, having these resources being lost in landfill, it's not a great outcome. And it's keeping our waterways and environment cleaner as well.
Right. So speaking of, what happens to these materials once they're taken and dropped off at the community recycling centre?
Yeah, so they're all taken to different processing centres depending on the materials. So, for example, the paints are taken away. They're kind of mixed with other solvents and then can be used for various industrial purposes or as an alternative to fuel. The oils, like motor oil, they can be refined and then used again, kind of blended with additives. And then the other things like the single-use batteries, the plastic and metal, and mercury and silver, that can all be recovered. And like for gas bottles as well, the undamaged bottles can actually be retested and then go back into the hire industry again and be reused, and then the damaged bottles that may be punctured, they can actually be recycled as scrap metal. So they all the different items have kind of different processes that get them, you know, turned into new items or reused.
Fantastic. Well, Ryan, hopefully we see more resource, more programs like this around the city. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.